Also want to talk about the decision out of Oneida County Court on the Conley appeal, where she claimed that she received basically bad counsel in both of her trials. Caitlin Conley.
Yes.
And the judge made a decision yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. All right. So on the line right now, we have Jerry J-Man Joyner, who is with us. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
So it is, you know, you hear this from the old guys. I don't think you're that old, are you?
I'll be 64 on April the 20th. 420 is my actual birthday.
That is so crazy.
And I've been using cannabis for a half a century now.
I wonder what came first. Think about this. It's really amazing because did you start smoking marijuana before 420 became a thing?
You know, I'd been smoking marijuana for 15 or 20 years, and somebody mentioned that, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
Interesting. That's so funny. Wow. Talk about coincidence. Okay. You hear this from the old guys that, you know, were growing up in the 60s and 70s and saying, you know, the marijuana we smoked back then is completely different than what is being smoked today. It's so much stronger. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, I initially started smoking what they referred to as Mexican dirt weed. It was full of stems and seeds and very little THC content. And today the flower can have 25% to 40% on the high-end exotic strains of THC in that bud of marijuana.
Wow.
Amazing how much more potent it is.
So the story is that the potency of cannabis is causing a dramatic rise in psychiatric disorders. What do we know about this?
Well, cannabis-induced psychotic disorders affects about 2.7 per 100,000 people. And my belief is it's not just the flower. It's this new concentrate that so many people are starting, especially our young folks. They're doing these dabs and waxes and chatter. Some of these can be 70 or 80% THC. They're in your city. They've got places you could go get something that's 80% THC. There's no medical value. There's very little recreational value in old J-Man's opinion. That's just too concentrated. And you've got to get a cutting torch and a rig and a nail to smoke that. And I think that's causing these kids to have these the increase of these psychotic disorders. Mm.
You know, it's funny because so much of what we eat today is processed. But before it's processed, it was just regular food. It was natural. And then we process it. And I think that's kind of what's happening here. And, you know, that and then on top of that, when they're actually creating it and cross-pollinate, whatever they do with it, they're creating strains that are completely different than what was originally intended by nature. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. They have developed a strain called THCV, which is an appetite suppressant. Now, I thought people spoke pot to get the munchies, right?
Right.
An appetite suppressant. And there's a lot of positive white papers that are coming out from this. So that's on the good side. On the flip side, these chemically extracted from the plant concentrates, I think are a big issue, and it's going to get worse because so much on social media, these young people are seeing these people that doing these bongs with these big, huge clouds of smokes with these rigs, and it's not healthy for them.
Yeah.
Mentally, it's not healthy for them also, as we're finding out.
Yeah, this is doing the opposite of relaxing someone.
I believe so. You know, no different than when I was growing up. Some kids, they'd get Everclear, which was 180 proof alcohol,
yep.
and put it in some punch. And, you know what happened to those guys.
Yep.
So it's like anything else. And we don't regulate that enough, I don't think, that they shouldn't allow that potent of cannabis legally to be sold. We know illegally we can't control that, but selling it legally only entices people to try it. And I think that's where we're seeing those problems.
I do think the, for instance, in New York, the legal rollout has been really kind of a mess. we haven't been able to get shops open. When they do open, there are so many inconsistencies and contradictions. I just find that this has not, it doesn't seem like this has really been thought out. Meanwhile, they're going after tobacco, big tobacco, and getting rid of menthol cigarettes, or trying to, in New York, which I'm no proponent of smoking, but at the same time, I just find so many contradictions with marijuana and everything else in the law.
Well, the reduction of the tax dollars that come from the tobacco products,
yeah.
I think more and more helps them push things towards the ever-growing popularity of cannabis. Gallup just did a survey. 70% of Americans are in favor of adult-use marijuana.
Yeah.
17% said that they smoked marijuana in the last month. If they would have asked them, have you ingested THC in any fashion, I think the number would be a lot higher. A lot of people I know, they're, hey, man, give me one of those Buck-a-Buzz gummies. I don't want to smoke any weed, but I'll eat one of those gummies. It helps me go to sleep at night.
Yeah,
helps me a little bit with my back. Gives me a little buzz and relaxation. And those are controlled doses, so you kind of know. A big thing down here in Texas is drinking weed.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's the same thing up there in New York. These canned seltzers and tonics that have a low dose of THC, kind of controlled and knowing what you're getting. But who knows, when you take something that's been chemically extracted from the plant and you got to heat it up with a cutting torch and dab it on this thing that makes the smoke come. I got to tell you, OJ, man, I love marijuana, but I don't like that stuff. I just think I don't think there's any need for it.
Interesting. And then I wanted to clarify something. The last time you were on, we were talking about the number of people that seem to be smoking in their cars, and you pull up to a gas station and there's, you know, it's like a Cheech and Chong movie. But I wanted to give you a chance to clarify. You agree it is not a good idea to smoke weed and drive.
I don't think it's a good idea to smoke weed and drive, to drink booze and drive, to pop pills and drive, to overindulge on food and drive. We need to be cautious when we're out there and affecting other people. In our homes, in our private places, what we do, we should be able to do that. You know, in the regulated jobs, airplane pilots, truck drivers, that we've long held them to a standard. I think people need to hold themselves to a standard and not put other people at jeopardy.
Yep.
A new increasing thing that's happening is law enforcement is getting some tools, okay? Just like they've had with the breathalyzers for DWIs, there are some tools that are being developed that helps find out if that person is really under the influence of THC, because there becomes a problem. You could have ingested legally some THC 2 or 3 days ago, but if you have to do a urine test or a blood test due to erratic driving or something, it could show up that you have to, it will show up that you have THC in your system, even though you wouldn't be impaired. So that's an issue that they're really having to deal with. So let's use common sense, folks. Don't get out there and do that. I've been guilty of doing that. And I've said that on my show. I don't try to do that anymore. If I'm going to do that in a vehicle, I want to be like Willie, somebody else driving the bus.
That's right.
Put me in the back.
just for the record, any of those tools that you're talking about are not court approved right now in New York State. So I'm assuming they're trying to get there.
Yeah, they're starting to experimenting with them and see what the accuracy would be and all those things. And I think we're probably 3 to 5 years out from the actual development of that, where law enforcement could actually use that.
All right. Well,
you know, it's been a big issue. They smell pot, and that gives them probable cause. And they are starting to change those laws in many states.
As always, we appreciate it. The podcast is called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry J-Man Joyner, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We'll break and come back. I've got some comments, a ton of comments to get to. Also,